I think gonna happen today? Because everybody think Cowboys are weak against the run, which we really improved against the run the last several weeks anyway. However, y'all gonna try to pound the Brock. And the only passing I'm worried about is them quick ends and them screens. Other than that, I'm not worried about a whole lot going down the field. If you establish the run, you're gonna get some play action. I agree to that. But just dropping back and passing, I don't think that's gonna work today. Low scoring game, I think 27-24. You know what I'm saying? Cowboys win, of course. But if we win the turnover battle by two, oh, we're gonna stretch out that Christmas.
Oh, let me take that back. 31-14, because Dak's throwing a pick six.
You out your mind.
There's going to be more miscommunication between the quarterback and receiver. There's going to be a pick six.
There's going to be some miscommunication today, but I want everybody on this show to remember CJ said it. It's going to be some miscommunication. Mitchell has done it again.
CJ, it's going to be 27-12, and you guys going to have 12. Cause four field goals. That's all you get today. Four field goals.
Man, you can go and set up on the tree to tomorrow.
I've been dismissed. I can't believe this.
We're gonna win the toss.
You ain't winning nothing.
Set the tone. Mitchell will come back over pressing. We are gonna pick one off.
You ain't picking off.
You'll see.
You ain't picking off nothing. I tell you what, I'm going to send my message to the defensive coach there.
We already got a game plan, Dad. That's why we got the black jerseys on.
I know that ain't going
to
work.
We're rushing six.
We ain't got to.
What?
We ain't got to. We can send five and we'll be just fine because we got Reed Blankenship coming back.
Yeah, let's talk about that game, man. We already know who can win the Cowboy game. Get up. Some Commander fans on here, they want some action too. Let them talk for a while, man.
Okay, bro. All right.
We're losing today. We
locking up the division. Roma.
Okay. Bro,
You gotta give us your pick.
What on the Dallas?
Yes.
I don't have a pick in that game.
Why are you wimping out, Ro?
I really don't. I don't like neither team.
But I don't like either one of them either. But
I got to throw something in there.
I would.
Give us one.
I'll say 27-17-50.
Yeah, that's about right.
See, that's why Washington last.
Now,
can't be objective. Roma, I thought we was born.
We are, but I mean, you know, I don't. Hey, look, I was born a Redskin fan and.
I feel you.
Hey,
I really feel you, though.
You know, it's just real.
See, that's why I ain't got no team. I wasn't born.
Like,
that's why I ain't got a team.
People think that the Cowboys and the Eagles is the biggest rivalry, but it's not.
Yeah, we all know who the real one is.
The Cowboys, straight up, man.
Yes, it is.
The rivalry right there, man.
And the part that sucks is if it wasn't for Hill to the Redskins, the Cowboys wouldn't even be here. That's the crazy part.
Okay. So, who you got, Kev?
And you know what? It's going to sound crazy, but I'm going the other way. I'm going with the Cowboys mainly because, again, you know, Minshew is not the same person as, you know, you're going to see a whole different scheme from what Jalen Hurts was doing. And the Cowboys are coming in hungry. Micah Parsons and them, they're looking for revenge. And I think it's a revenge game. This is like Dallas does pretty good in situations where their back's against the wall. And like I said, once Tony Pollard gets going, and if that gets the offense thing going, you know, it could be a long day. Plus, they can expose the defense. You know, like I say, if Dak makes the right throws, It's gonna be a long day for the opposite team. So I hate to say it, but I hate to do it, but again, as an analyst, I'm going with the Cowboys because of the, you know, like I said, I'm thinking they're coming in hungry.
Yeah, the three of y'all can apologize next week.
Don't ever apologize. Why we got to apologize?
13-1. We playing with house money.
Yeah, I don't care. No, you can't think of it that way. We're rushing six. We got rush six on.
Let's clear up a myth. You can go into the playoffs 13-1, 15-1. That don't mean nothing, bro.
Exactly.
You're going to play a team that's capable of beating you every round in the playoffs.
Well, you talk about a team, your team.
That's been and that's why Jalen Hurts is not playing today.
And then you going to, and now today, I still going to give it the edge to the Eagles. But CJ, now your team hasn't been relevant since when?
Man, you just talking because it's your show.
That's no, it ain't mine. It's Mills. No, that's I said, it's Mills' show.
Haven't said anything sports commentary worthy since I've been on the program.
Yes, everything is. I've been giving you facts.
Everything has been biased, my friend. Today, your name is Stephen A.
Oh, see. I knew this was going to turn ugly. I knew it was going to turn ugly.
I'll get off you and call you Shannon Sharp. Ew. But you got to tell me, is there anything good you want to say about the Cowboys?
Yeah. I like your jerseys.
No, I cancel. You cancel. ESPN called me the other day, and they just wanted a reference on y'all show. Would I approve them for a midnight spot or not? I told them, call me back. So now that you done disrespected me, my team, I got to, you might want to take my name off the recommendation.
CJ, is there any room for to apologize?
We don't want no smoke, man. We don't want no smoke, bro.
Okay. Since you put it that way,
everything
CJ.
Everything good.
Okay.
We don't want no smoke. But we don't want no smoke, and we don't want no cold, but guess who does?
What's that?
We got to talk about this Bills-Bears matchup.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes, we do. It is 9 degrees.
Good Lord. And they playing in Buffalo?
They playing in Chicago.
Oh, Lord. Both places are cold.
I'm going to tell you that right now. Get hit in the cold, that thing hurts.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I have no confidence in Chicago. I'm going with the Bills. I don't care if they are in Chicago.
I think it's going to be a close game because that like I said, 9 degrees. Lord, they're different football teams. I got Buffalo winning, but this is going to be an ugly, low scoring game.
Yeah, I go along with that. I do. Yep, absolutely. What you got,
Roma? Okay.
Yep. I guess we can mail this one in too.
Oh, yeah, no. CJ, who you got?
Yeah, by default, probably Buffalo. if Chicago had one more weapon though, that's all they missing. They missing a weapon. They ain't got no weapons. All they got is one player.
Yeah.
Playing against 22. It's just one player.
Yeah, but that 9 degree weather, he does have a chance to take over that game, but I can't bank on that. I can't bank on it.
One hit though, and he's sitting there watching like us.
Exactly right. Exactly. So I can't bank on that. So I gotta take Buffalo. All right. We ain't gonna spend a whole lot of time on this. The Saints against the Browns, and they're playing in Cleveland. Another cold one.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I need the Saints to lose. So.
Well, you get your wish today.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Sean got two massages last night, and he coming out fired.
Oh, man. I wonder how many protests are going to be at this one.
To go with the disappointing Cleveland Browns. Now, I think the entire panel would agree. Cleveland had, it's like a revolving door. They've had more talent coming through Cleveland than any team I can think of. In recent years, right? Mm-hmm. They've had the talent because they're always on the bottom, so they get the top draft picks, right? But they don't know what to do with it. So it has to go back to coaching and the front office.
This is the part that sucks about your, all right, you can say this, with exception of one Super Bowl, you can say the same thing about the New Orleans Saints.
I don't disagree with that.
Because they got, just like Chicago, I can't trust New Orleans because all they got for real is Alvin Kamara. Is even Kamara playing?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a question. Also, speaking of the Saints, and hey guys, I'm gonna ask the panel a serious question here.
All right.
Okay. Since Sean left, right? All right. He at least they were relevant, you know, doing out the season. Okay. They got one Super Bowl. I go along with that. How important is that coach and that front office?
Well, let's stop right here for a second. First of all. And let's go back to Cleveland before I answer that question. Cleveland has had talent come through, but they never started with the position they needed the most. They had the revolving door at the quarterback position. That's where their problems arrived from.
Right.
So let's start there. Right. They never invested in a quarterback. They just put a lot of talent on the field around the quarterback and wanted a game manager, but they could never get a game manager. Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about the New Orleans Saints, oh, see, y'all giving Sean Payton way too much credit. He left for a reason. He left them people in shambles, like $70 million over the cap or something. Whoa. Like that.
Yeah.
How do you get that far over the cap? That's why they in shambles. So not only did he leave, the roster had to be just blasted for them to get back to, oh, now we got something coming back, and it's going to take them 2 to 3 more years to get back where they can compete again, because Sean Payton tried to win. He threw all the chips on the table, traded everything they had away, you know. He didn't just leave because he wanted to leave. He knew they was in deep sugar, honey, iced tea, bro. So I can't follow you on that argument. But the coaching in every league is important.
That's right.
Okay. Calvin.
Yes, sir.
New Orleans or Cleveland?
I got Cleveland.
I'm taking Cleveland.
Roma?
I'm going to go with New Orleans. They might shock you today.
It'll be a shock.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, it will be.
We're going to see that shock at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this one has an interesting twist. Nobody wants to see this game. However.
But?
We got to talk about it. The Texans?
Oh,
we'll take on Tennessee. Now, my boy Ryan Tannehill is out for the season, which means Malik Willis will be starting for the rest of the way. The Titans have a chance of missing out on the playoffs. Because if Jacksonville wins their last 3 games, they're in and the Titans are out.
Mm. Yeah, the last 2 now.
Mm. Malik Willis is going to take some more time for the development. I like the talent, but I still don't think he's going to – I don't see him winning football games this season. Yeah, CJ. Hey, who you got?
They losing out. Hey, yeah, man, like early in the season, it was like they started off slow and then they went on a run. But don't this seem like the same old Tennessee story? I mean, every year, it's like they have so much promise. And
yes.
The next thing you know, like, what happened to King Henry? Where he at? And they be at home with us. They just right.
Damn, man. No,
yeah.
And we play them next, so they.
And as a matter of fact, Texas, I mean, good Lord, they won 1 game this year, right?
Yes.
But
now check it out, though. I think Dallas barely squeaked out a game a couple of weeks ago. Am I right?
Yeah, but you didn't say nothing but Kansas City last week. So you got to keep up on current
events. I was getting there. I was going to CJ. See, you talk too much.
I don't think so. Not on this show. We got one guy on here. We got one guy on this show.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, this is my thing. Like, and I hate that my dad brought up that Cowboys-Texans game, because they took the beat down that we was giving Green Bay off the air to air that, and I posted on Facebook, I said, now I gotta watch Dallas come back on Houston.
Oh.
There's a reason why I knew Dallas was going to win that game. I didn't care what the score was. Houston, worst team in the league.
I know. I was rooting for them that day.
They are holding on to that number one pick. So they threw that game.
Oh, you think so?
And they've been throwing games ever since. There's no way. You throw a pick six. I mean, you throw an interception and you're in the red zone and you don't just run the ball. I'm sorry. They threw it away. They've been throwing away games. They're not getting off that number one pick. So Tennessee is going to win this game because Houston is going to find a way to lose.
And like you said,
I know a tank job when I see one.
You know, it's hard for me to argue against that.
You tank for 75 years.
I ain't saying it working, CJ.
No, my point is, them people did not tank. Them people was crying in the locker room. Man. They fans and stuff.
The
Cowboys, when we lost that game in overtime, them people did not tank. They wanted that win.
I believe you, right? Hey, CJ, I have to go along with you on this side.
They got the number one pick.
Yeah.
Even with the win.
I have to go along with you, CJ, on this one. I believe that, too. It was just, they'll find a way to lose. And I don't think it's by purpose. I don't think it was on purpose.
Yeah, it was by play calling.
Oh, man.
Cause definitely
with play calling. It was by play calling. I'm sorry. Roma.
They shocked me with a few of them. I'm like, oh.
Man.
So you're giving us a chance.
See? You see what I'm saying?
But some of them offensive coordinators, they outsmart themselves, though.
Some need to be fired.
Trying to be too fancy, trying to play the mind game against the opposing defensive coordinator. Some defensive coordinators, you know what? We just going to ransack this, and we're going at you. And, you know,
right.
We run, and you run the dive right up into the ransack.
Well, yeah.
Russ 6?
Yep. So I'm really interested in Malik Willis, Derek Henry, you know, read option. I want to see that into fruition. It's just not going to happen this year.
I like to see that with a whole off season.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now that would be scary.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Like the same RPO game like the Eagles run.
Yes.
With them two. Oh Lord, ain't nobody want that.
Traylon Burks coming along too. He's coming along. He ain't there yet. He's coming along.
Ready yet? Right.
Yeah, I want to see some development in that.
Right. I'm with you. We together on this one.
Okay. All right. So we on the same page with the Seahawks on going to Kansas City and facing the Chiefs. Are we mailing this in?
Boy.
I'm sorry. I have no faith in Seahawks defense. And they're going to Kansas City facing Pat Mahomes, who's the MVP.
Number one in every statistical category.
You're facing the MVP, okay?
Basically.
No. Okay. Everybody, we got everybody got the Chiefs.
I hate to
do
that. I hate to do it.
Okay, Giants, 8-5-1.
Okay, against
the Minnesota Vikings.
The Vikings, boy. Look how
man, what about that comeback last week?
Oh boy.
I didn't want to bring that up for you guys.
No, my goodness.
Who is Jeff Saturday? My coaching credentials are better than Jeff Saturday.
I think he.
No, that's not the Colts. This is the Giants and the Vikings.
Oh, no. He said that comeback last week of the Vikings. Oh,
yeah. From last week's game.
Oh, yeah.
That comeback. He beat Jeff Saturday. That's what I said. Oh. You know, Jeff Saturday got he's a former assistant high school coach. I was a head coach.
Dang.
They ain't give me no job.
See? This is what I'm talking about, man. Good Lord.
I saw this coming. He's going to win one game, and that is it.
But it was just funny when I happened to say something. I said, what would happen if they happened to trick up a 33-point lead? And like 10 minutes later, they
I got to bring this up.
That was the worst in NFL history.
I got to bring this up. Hey, Roma. Roma was over my house last week, and we sat there and watched the game. And I was saying when – right before the second half, when Kirk Cousins threw that intercept, that pick six, I'm like, that is, at that moment, Kirk Cousins knows he's not going to be playing Minnesota next season. And then something else happened after halftime. I was like, yo, Roma, watch they come back.
39-36, I believe. Wasn't the score that game?
Yeah. In overtime.
Hey, sitting there watching that second half, I didn't believe what I was seeing. I did not believe everything that I was seeing. Once, and Mill said it. If they give up one score, this game over. And they gave it up.
Hey, look at it. I got a question. I think they scored most of their points in the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken.
No. They did was in the fourth quarter damage in both quarters in that second half.
Yeah.
They put it, they came back, they put it on them.
I walked away from the TV, came back in the second half. I said, what in the?
It was 30.
It was 33-0.
Zip. Halftime. I know
when Dalvin Cook broke that.
That's why I walked away.
When Dalvin Cook broke that touchdown, I knew they was coming back.
And they still tried to give the game to Indianapolis because they cheat. Minnesota tied the game up two times and they got touchdowns called back.
It was amazing. Because I walked away after the first half. I said, this is not even worth watching. But I had the TV still on. Mm-hmm. Came back. I said, well, let me sit there. Let me see what's going on. Oh, it was incredible.
Okay, so back to this game,
Colts, right?
Yeah, back to the Giants and the Vikings, though.
I'm taking the Vikings.
Now Vikings are in the playoffs. The Giants are trying to get in. Rev got this thing that the Giants is not going to win any more games.
Well, that one was gone.
Yeah.
After they cheated, that's what.
Yeah. No, I'm taking the Vikings.
See, But see, on Minnesota.
Because Minnesota has to get themselves together now. Because they've been looking a little shaky. Like I said, that was a huge comeback.
Yes. All right?
However, they came back, everybody was happy. They knew that they flubbed that thing in the first half. So they got to tighten this thing up. So I'm going with Minnesota.
Now, this game is going to be a little bit more competitive than we all believe. I was listening to ESPN all week, and they brought up this interesting stat. Whenever Minnesota has had some miraculous comebacks, they had some miraculous football games. The Bills game, you know, comes to mind. Mm-hmm. Another one I can't think of. But whenever they have those big wins, the next week, they don't show up.
That's my point.
So it's kind of hard for me to kind of put stock into Minnesota right now.
Yeah, but see, they could.
That's what makes it a little bit. That's what makes this game a little more competitive. And the Giants need this game, so I'm kind of leaning towards the Giants in this one. So
are you saying it's a trap game? Maybe.
Yes, it is a trap game. Because Minnesota really doesn't need this game. Well, the Giants do.
Okay, but no, I don't think. Well, me, I'm not looking at it that way. Well, I'm looking at Minnesota. Said, man, we almost blew that.
And Minnesota's defense is horrible. Let's call spade a spade. They have that record because of their offense. Their defense is horrible.
It's got to be. You giving them 33 points in the first half. Good Lord.
It's not a trap game, and Minnesota does need the game.
They do.
What's going on? Yeah, because San Francisco 49ers are 10-4 as well, and they're going to win their division. Minnesota's 11-3. Now, whoever gets that second seed is guaranteed two home games as well.
Come on now.
You know, so you want to win this game, you know. Mm-hmm. But I just can't count on Minnesota to do nothing right anyway, because they ain't never done it. So we got to stop talking about teams playing like the Eagles and talking about we ain't playing for nothing. You playing for something.
You better. Always playing for something. You That's exactly right.
Every week. Every week you want to win. You want to build momentum, you know. You want to give your team
That's
confidence.
It. I go along with that.
Right now it's go time. When you lose now, you lost.
That I go along with that 1,000%.
You're not putting stuff together. So yep. They need this game just as bad as everybody else that's playing today. Mm-hmm. I just think the Giants going to establish the running game. And I ain't going to say they're going to hold on and cheat like they did last week, but I'm thinking they're going to win.
Right?
I appreciate that, brother CJ.
Thank you.
The notice that
everybody
they
in
cheated.
The world know that was pass interference.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic, though, okay? We see this every week in every game. Referees tearing up the games. They making up calls.
Oh, it is so garbage.
Yeah. We got to clean up the refereeing before we really can start enjoying these games.
Yeah, you know what? And I have to apologize to everybody on the panel because I'm going to tell you why. Because I said that the refereeing in the NBA was worse than the NFL, but I changed my mind. It's the NFL.
It's the NFL. It's even.
Yeah.
It is.
It can go both ways.
Man, that thing
horrible.
Right. Yeah, what I thought was a bigger indictment was the touchdown that was called back against y'all where Terry McLaurin was checked with the line judge and he gave him the signal saying, yeah, you're up on the line of scrimmage, and he was ready to go, gave him a thumbs up, and then hiked the ball, then threw the flag on him. I thought that was a bigger indictment than the pass interference, because you just probably just set Terry McLaurin up for the flag, in my opinion. But That's not either here or there. We gotta go on to
referees. I think with the referees, one thing they need to do, they gotta keep their mics on all game. You know, cause to me, it adds transparency to the game. You know, if we all have to be, if we go to work every day, we mic'd up, say something in there, you ain't got no business.
CJ.
But you feel what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
But you've got a $1 billion industry and people betting money, you know what I'm saying? We need more transparency. Some of these games do seem, you can have a legitimate argument that games are being rigged and fixed. You can.
Yes, you can.
You got to keep coming together every time, covering your mouth and talking, and we don't know what the devil you're talking about. We don't know which way you're trying to lean with this thing. Why we can't hear the referees' conversation on important calls? You know what I'm saying? It's something going on, and it has affected all of our teams, some good, some bad.
Yeah. Yes, they have. I can't. Okay. I'm with you on that one. Now, this game is interesting. I need some help with this one. Bengals against the Patriots.
Cincinnati all day.
I'm going with the Bengals.
Yeah, we can mail this one in.
Yeah, Cincinnati. All right, we're going to mail this one in. It's 10th. We got 20 minutes. We still got a lot of football to talk about. Oh, this was my wheelhouse question, and daggone right, I guys, are we mailing the Lions against the Panthers? I like the Lions. You know, I don't like the Panthers.
Panthers show up, though, when they ain't supposed to. Always good reason. Every time I bet against them Roscoes, I lose the fan duel because of the Panthers. I have a 9-game parlay getting ready to play some big money.
Oh, and that's a big parlay.
Ooh. Now, and the goddamn Panthers, we talking about thousands of dollars. Yeah. Wow. The Panthers have cost me at least $7,000 twice this year.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn. The only game I missed was the Panthers game every time.
Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah, so.
Yeah, man.
I'm going with Carolina in this one. Because like you say, you never know when they show up.
You never know. But then the Lions, it's a whole different Lions team this year, though.
They kind of playing for their division.
Yeah, they're still, ironically, the Panthers are still in it because their division is so horrible.
Yes. Isn't it? Who's the leader in that division?
Tampa Bay.
But see,
bad game or so.
This is my point. And Tampa Bay, they're not 500, I don't think.
None of them are 500. They're all over. None of them.
They're 6-8. Tampa Bay is 6-8.
And leading the division.
And leading the division.
5-9. Hey, well, we can talk smack all we want, but we remember when they called us the NFC least.
Yeah, that's true.
We had the same situation. Yeah, I respect everybody.
Yeah. Because
I know even when we was the NFC least, I saw some good football. It just didn't equate to wins. Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes, it
was.
You
know what I'm saying? So they battling, but, you know, it looks ugly. When you on the 6-8 side, them eight look ugly, and some of the six look ugly.
They're all ugly.
But you lost eight, and they was uglier.
I could believe that, man. Oh my goodness, yep, they're sticking up the joint. Boy.
Okay, so there you got the Lions. I got the Lions.
Romar, I'm picking the Lions.
Romar, you got the Panthers.
I got the Lions.
I got the Panthers.
I didn't get CJ's pick.
I'm gonna go with the Panthers because the Lions are on a roll, but just like every roll
comes to
it. Yeah, but the Lions are playing for something.
They're both playing for something.
Yeah, but look at them.
Both teams are playing for the division lead.
Man. I understand it, but the Lions, this is a whole different Lions team that I've seen in the past. So,
well, then you pick the Lions.
I got it.
Okay, well, I picked the Cardinals.
Okay, all right. And we're going to talk, and then you can apologize next week.
You keep on talking about apology, man. Your win-loss rate.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Wow. All right, we're going to keep this thing pushed because this is another game I want to talk about. Are we mailing in the Ravens? We really can't really mail this one in if we really want to talk about it. The Falcons, who's also playing for a spot in their division.
Jesus.
Against the Baltimore Ravens, who don't have Lamar Jackson.
No, I thought it was playing today. They're
injured.
What do you say, CJ?
Falcons are banged up and injured. They done already benched Mariota. The tight end is gone. They got several other injuries. A Ravens team, even without Lamar, is better than the Falcons.
I have to go along with that. So, I'm taking the Ravens.
You can't mail it in, but it ain't just like
that.
No, I'm not mailing it in. I'm picking the Ravens.
You know, well, that's still going to play.
Well, that's what I got, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we all got the Ravens, but this is not going to be – this is not going to look pretty.
It's not going to be a blowout. Like,
it's going to be an ugly win.
Yeah, it's not going to look pretty. It ain't gonna look pretty at all. But
I really don't even know who the quarterback for the Ravens gonna be this week.
Huntley
got hurt too.
What?
Huntley
had a concussion. I don't know if he's clear.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley.
Is it Huntley in it, or did he got hurt too?
Yeah, that's what you're talking about, Huntley. Okay. Huntley might not play.
I don't know his status.
It's gonna be game time. It's gonna be game time. But if I trust the Ravens a little bit more than the Falcons. Okay, the game I really want to get into is what I feel like is a trap game. And Roma, sell me on the command. Tell me why the Commanders will upset the 49ers.
I don't even I don't know, because last week, even though we got cheated in that game, New York exposed our defensive line. Really exposed our defensive line with the double teams that they was doing and everything. And you know that, hey, them Shanahans with that run offense have always been a staple in what they do as a coach. That's if we can get to the quarterback, that's the only way I see us winning this game.
You know, I tell you what, I got something to say about the Commanders. Okay, I like the jerseys. All right. That's it.
We activating Chase Young, which I don't understand right now.
Well, I'm gonna shock all y'all. I'm gonna take the Commanders in this game.
I'm gonna take us in this game, but we're gonna have to stop the run.
And you taking it because you're loyal to them. That's the only reason why you taking them.
No.
Okay.
No, not just that. I mean, we can play with them.
Okay. All right. I'm taking the Commanders.
Right. That, if you look at the last 3-4 games against that. Washington and Sanford has played over the last few years. Mm-hmm. Never been a blowout.
Where are they playing?
San Fran.
San Francisco, don't matter where we play it, it ain't been a game that been a blowout between each team. Mm-hmm. They've always been close games.
All right, Commanders. I don't know.
All right, Kevin.
Man, as much as I, and like I said, some of these picks I don't even like to go against, but being a realist, I mean, like, San Fran's playing lights out on defense. Like, and Purdy, and, you know, like I said, Purdy's been showing people something. And like I said, and we've had a lot of, now, of course, we're getting Chase Young. He's starting today. The question is, how long can he go?
Right.
Yeah. And that's one of the biggest thing is because he hasn't played in 13 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the main keys is like, you know, he ain't played in so long, you know, where the injury thing will come back again. And it's sad to say, I mean, I got the 49ers because, like, they've been on a roll.
Didn't Purdy beat up Tampa Bay last week?
Yeah, his first start in 35, like I said, exactly. If they can destroy Tom Brady like that, I mean, I know he's past his prime now, but it's just imagine how if they could get, and then you got McCaffrey to deal with. McCaffrey's a beast.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, the team, I don't know whether Brady, I know where he, 95 years old? But the thing about it is, you have to, also, that offensive line of Tampa Bay is nothing. No, that's the problem. And you guys already know, if you don't have an offensive line, you're not winning.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Right. You're not. CJ.
All right, look, man, y'all know I hate the Commanders, straight up.
Go ahead.
Robot's not taking too kindly to that.
Well, like I said, you ain't let me finish. Okay. But there's several things they do well. You know, they get home with their front four, and they're playing a young quarterback today.
Mm.
So this could be an intriguing subplot in the game because they can confuse them. And believe it or not, the Redskins Commanders defense is not that bad. Anytime you can get home with four, you can disguise your coverages. You can double team this hot receivers. You know, it's a lot that you can do. So I'm not gonna count the Commanders out of this game today, and it's gonna be a closer game than people think. Is this the week Purdy gets exposed? See, that's what nobody's talking about.
Yeah, it could be,
and that's why I got the Commanders winning.
Everybody has anointed him. You know, the next thing, or he's doing everything well. He hasn't faced any adversity.
That's right.
Let one of them goddamn Alabama linemen get home today.
That's why I would rush 5 and 6 on him.
So I think this game right here, where everybody talk about trap games and who might lose and upsets of the week, this is my upset of the week.
Yep, ooh, that's mine too.
The Commanders coming through on this one, and I'd love to see it.
Me too.
I can't stand either one of them.
Hey, I'm with you on this one, CJ. I can't stand either one of them either.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And just joining us, my guy, the Rev.
What's happening, Rev?
Rev, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Oh, man. You know how everything's everything. I'm so glad you could join us. We were just talking Washington versus San Francisco. Who you got, brother?
I got San Francisco. I don't think Washington offense gonna be able to score enough points on that defense.
Okay.
And you don't think, hey, Rev, so you don't think that Purdy's gonna be exposed this week?
No, because they don't do, man, Purdy, anybody you plug into the San Francisco offense has basically been the same quarterback. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo got to the Super Bowl, and don't nobody really think Jimmy Garoppolo a good quarterback. It's the way they, it's the way that system is built. It's the way, and plus with McCaffrey running the ball the way he is. Now, if McCaffrey get hurt, he might get exposed, but as long as he dumping it off to McCaffrey and making it in the safe and easy throws, and their offensive line protects him very well.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. On defense, how many would you rush? On your defense, how many would you bring? Four, five, what?
Against Purdy?
Yeah.
First of all, if you bring four, you still ain't going to get there. If you bring five, you're going to expose something, and then Christian McCaffrey just going to catch it for a lot of yards. You gotta play solid. You put pressure on him. Pressure in the last, well, he played 3-4 games already. He hasn't shriveled under the pressure.
Yeah, that's
they
my
tried
point.
To blitz him, but he completed 67% of his passes when they bring more than four.
Yeah, so that's why when you send him, you gotta take away his first and second read, because he does a lot of dinking and dunking. You know, a lot of screens.
I thought his first start was against the Buccaneers.
It was.
Right. And he didn't sing a hand. He made some decent throws, but we know the Bucs aren't who we thought they were.
Nope.
Okay. Then the second game, a close game, 21-13, they beat the Seahawks. Seahawks ain't no world beaters.
No.
You know?
No.
And none of them have a defensive line that the front four can get home like the Commanders, and they get Chase Young back today. So this could be an intriguing matchup where they can disguise coverages behind them, as we were saying. I think he gets his first true test today. I think he makes a few mistakes today. I think he actually struggles today, you know, that makes him human. He's not going to keep on being Super Purdy every week.
He's an amazing story, but he was Mr. Irrelevant for a reason. That's all I'm saying. Clock's gonna strike midnight at some point in time.
I think today.
It's gonna strike midnight in the playoffs. We forget the Giants really don't have a big stellar defense, but the Giants was really able to shut Washington's offense down for the majority part of the game. So when you look at it, I know San Francisco's defense is better than the Giants defense. And you score a couple of touchdowns, that defense gonna hold up. That's why Purdy don't have to have a great game.
But here's the deal. Oftentimes younger quarterbacks have more success within the division games because the scouting and the coaching and the game plan is pretty much played out. But in these inter-conference games, where you only see the teams maybe once every so often, what happens is the game plan and the coaching actually affects the player more than so. So that's why I think they don't see Washington every year, you know, and they're not a division game. So that's going to give them a different look as well. I think Washington going to have some success today, and it hurts me. Y'all know it hurt me to say that.
Okay, so we're going to move. Last game night, which I found out it cannot be flexed. We have to talk about the 6-8 Oakland Raiders. Vegas Raiders. Yes, we do, because you won
week like it was a Super Bowl when they finally won a game.
Vegas Raiders are heading to Pittsburgh. You rocking Steelers colors right now.
All right. Come on, WB, what you got?
Pittsburgh. You rocking me, John Green? You going with Pittsburgh?
Yes, Pittsburgh.
Okay, Roma, Pittsburgh.
Because Pittsburgh needs this game. They aren't going anywhere, but they need this. It's a pride factor that goes in that. They've got to have this game.
Okay.
Matter of fact, let's see. Pittsburgh record is what?
They both 6-8.
6-8. Pittsburgh.
If Pittsburgh loses this game, Mike Tomlin will have his first official losing season.
He's not going out without a fight.
Well, he's going down today.
All right.
So he's going down today, CJ.
Hey, I'm just saying, we're just holding up the inevitable. He's having a losing season.
Yes, that's true.
He's going down today.
Pittsburgh, I'm taking Pittsburgh.
I'm just saying, like, Pittsburgh, man, they've been holding on by a thread. They held on to, just like they held on to Ben Roethlisberger, 3-4 years too long.
Too long? You know? Yeah. How long have I been seeing that, Bill?
the entire time he needed to go.
That's exactly right.
Hey, you get what you get. You're going down today.
Yo, Rev.
I'm going with the Raiders, man. I'm going with the Raiders. I just don't believe Pittsburgh's offense.
Right.
I'm going with the Raiders.
Hey, you right about that, Rev?
I can't even name but one player on the offense.
Josh Jacobs.
They got some good receivers. No, Deontay Johnson and Pickens. They got some good
Najee
receivers.
Najee Harris.
They don't have
Harris. Ball to them. They ain't no daggone good.
That is true too.
Yeah, Najee Harris is a good addition, but he just not.
Look at Pittsburgh offensive line too.
This team's in shambles. This is probably the worst team Mike Tomlin's ever had. So it's his fault. How's it his fault?
Because who did he want to go out and get for his quarterback?
Good question. Good point.
He picked him.
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, no, I ain't worried about the rookie. See, I can go with a losing season if you was gonna start the rookie. He went out and got Trubisky.
Oh yeah, I'd be all about
it. When quarterbacks sit on the bench behind a good team, we seen them be sorry before. Why they think they gonna automatically ain't play and they gonna get better?
Exactly.
But nobody's addressing that offensive line that Pittsburgh got. That's like Swiss cheese, man.
That was Pittsburgh's address to the offensive line, getting Mr. Bissell. He can take all that punishment so they can build their offensive line up.
That was
the answer. I ain't saying it was the right answer. I'm not saying it was the right answer.
That's what they should have done. They should have went and gave Cam a shot.
Yeah, I can understand that. So
Cam ain't played this year, fresher than a daisy. He out making TikTok video.
Hey, Rev. Sunday morning. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, my brother. And you have the gift of having Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers come to Miami, South Beach, to face your Dolphins. Tell me about your Dolphins, bro.
Dolphins struggled on the West Coast trip. Looked pretty decent in Buffalo on the cold. They said we couldn't play in the cold, but all of a sudden, the running game showed up. Then they had to put an 8-9 in the box. We went deep, just ran all the time. Josh Allen became Josh Allen. He became Cam Newton 2.0. We know what happened when Superman put on the cape. I think we should be able to take Green Bay. Green Bay does not change their defense up and up. They do not hide their cover two or their single. They do not disguise their defenses. So there's a lot of holes open.
That's right.
Where Tua loves to thrive at.
That's
and
right.
Them short intermediate. And if you come up, he can throw it over your head. But because we really got that money on the running game last week, I think we're gonna try to run the ball a little bit more, just like we did last week. Defensive-wise, we don't give up a whole bunch of stuff on the ground. And the air is a little bit different. But we have actually been putting a lot of pressure on the quarterbacks, not been getting home. And you know Mr. A-Rod don't like no type of pressure around him. So he's subject to throw the ball in the dirt after 2.5 seconds. So I think we're going to get them. And if we do win this game and the New England lose to the Bengals, we clinch a playoff berth. So I'm looking for a clinch this week.
That's right. I'm going on, you know, guys, Emil, you already know, even more, you know, I hate Green Bay more. I hate the Cowboys. I sure do. And I love it every year. Speaking of cheese, Swiss cheese, that's what the Green Bay Packers are this year. And I'm absolutely loving it. I'm going with the Dolphins.
Yo, Roma.
I'm going with A-Rod.
A-Rod. Yeah, knock your socks off, bro.
Okay. All right. I look like at it like Aaron this.
Rogers. Aaron Rodgers, yeah. Aaron Dodgers. Okay, go ahead.
I look at it like I'm going with the Dolphins. And this is, like I said, they're back home. Like, as Rev said, you know, they're going to go back to basics. And here's a little fun fact, Rev. You're going to like this one. Out of the six teams that's playing on Christmas Day, y'all the only ones that's over 500.
Isn't that amazing?
And like when the schedule first came out in May.
Listen to that.
Yeah, I was going to allude to that in a few seconds. Kevin kind of stole my thunder. Appreciate that.
I'm sorry, but I had to throw that.
Yeah, because these next couple of games, boy.
But yeah, like I said, man, I'm going with the Dolphins. The Dolphins will go back to basics. Tua's gonna be back to where he was. He'll be back in familiar, in his confines. Tyreek, Waddle, they're gonna do their thing. Like I said, the running game's gonna be going and whatnot. So I'm looking for the Dolphins to establish things back in order. You know, after it was a grueling road trip. I mean, not too many teams can survive three games. Two of them was on the West Coast. And then you got to travel to Buffalo on top of that too, in the snow. So that was really, really rough. So I'm just glad now that you guys had this, take a breath for a minute. You know, now y'all get back home in y'all confines. So, you know, I'm expecting y'all to run and get back to basics.
Okay, CJ.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami. Now I'm rooting for them I got the Dolphins. I don't see an answer that Green Bay is going to have for Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. Pretty much playing. So I got a question for the panel real quick before we go on to these next two games. Fantasy league. And you had your choice with Tua. Would you start Tua against the Packers? Or would you start Pat Mahomes against the Seahawks?
Ooh. Dak versus the Eagles.
Look, let me tell you what I'm facing right now. I'm facing Tua versus the Packers or Joe Burrow versus New England. Who should I go with?
That's tough.
I couldn't pick one or the other, Drev. I'm gonna let y'all have y'all fantasy leagues, man.
I gotta pick one.
I like the Burrow.
I'll go with Joe.
I think Joe gonna light him up.
Yeah, I would go with Joe on that one too.
It's close though, cause you a home. He a Miami fan, so it's hard.
Yeah, so I expect Rev to do it.
And Tua's gonna get their numbers. I mean, we're still comparing apples and oranges. These guys are gonna get 30, 40 points.
But I gotta make this decision.
Yeah, because it's a playoff.
Soon, because it's a Saturday game today.
I think I would go with Joe, because I know he's going to light it up. That's their offense. They going to light it up. Now, y'all can be multifaceted, you know, because y'all could be up so much and just run the ball. I don't think Green Bay can put up much of a fight against y'all. You know, and that's why I'm looking at the matchups. You know, Tua can light it up too, but yeah, I don't think you're going to have to today.
And I call Burrow the babyface assassin.
Yes, he could. Hey, Joe was cool. But see, the thing that's intriguing me about my matchup is, not only do I got Tua on my bench, but I also got Tyreek Hill. So, am I starting Pat?
What are these bums you playing against in fantasy to let you get all these people?
I know, right? You don't usually get all that.
Yeah, he cheated.
You see what happened when I'm in the wrong league and didn't get into the right one? all the squads, all the putting up 1,000 points in a weekend. Man, what kind of foolishness is this? y'all let Mill run roughshod over y'all the whole year. Y'all looking from the sidelines trying to figure out how you can come up with an upset victory.
Yeah,
you know what's crazy?
On the free agent market, to upset this man, he talking all this trash, talking about he's so good, he ain't even gonna play next year, cause he gonna just be the commissioner, cause he whipping all y'all like that.
You know what, I tell you, Mill cheated, man. Mill cheated, bro.
All y'all like
that. Yeah, cause I'm a fantasy league rookie, right? And Mill's taking advantage of everybody.
Alright, what's he doing? You're not actually investing in it. Cause let me tell you something. I'm 14-1. You know my only loss was?
Against?
My only loss is when I optimized your lineup and you beat me that week.
Yeah. Alright.
I did your job.
Well, yeah, do it again this week.
No, you already eliminated. Oh, what? No. Yes, sir. You have a bye.
That's why I don't like
your fantasy leagues in Cancun right now.
That's right. I don't like it anyway.
Your fantasy leagues in Cancun right now. So don't.
I don't care. As long as I ain't got no money in this. You know?
Yes, it is a free league. So next year it's gonna be bigger, and I'm not gonna. I compete in everybody else's fantasy league, but for my own fantasy league, I will not be competing.
Okay.
Yeah. So now. That's a little fun. Yeah. Now we got to talk about these next two trash games.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, 4-10. The battle of the 4-10s. The Broncos and the Rams. Good God. Y'all have it.
I mean, the
reaction of this funny.
Oh man,
the Broncos and the Rams. I'm sorry I have to do this to you guys. Hey, CJ,
let me flip a coin.
CJ,
right
now. No, CJ,
Broncos. They've been cooking since Russ got hurt.
Okay, that I didn't know.
The team, no, for real. If you look at when